Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. We have a fantastic and, I believe, important broadcast. We are 2 days away from the alleged inauguration. I guess we'll say it that way. Uncle Kevin sitting here. Good morning,
Uncle Kevin.
With bated breath. We have General Thomas McInerney is waiting. He's going to join us in just a second. Dennis helped us formulate the power silver. We'll be here later. The government doesn't want you to have colloidal silver. Well, then we went out and found the best. So we'll have Dennis on to talk about that.
I take it every day. And it's most of the times, 4 or 5 times a day.
So the great product. It's one of the products my aunt did have. If you remember the story, ladies and gentlemen, about my aunt, she had D. She did have some D. She had oregano. She had power silver. A couple other things. That really got her through, or she would have been in the hospital, probably died like her client did.
I haven't been sick in 9 or 10 years. It's going on.
Well, fantastic. Our first guest is, he's well known. Last time he was on, I said the most important interview before the election that I heard, period, the most important interview was General Thomas McInerney, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. He was, of course, retired now, been retired a while, was head of logistics for a big part of the Air Force. He's flown in Cuba, was involved in the Cuban Missile Crisis. He's been in Vietnam. He is here. He is on the front line. He's a Fox News analyst. He is the man of the hour right now as we're getting close to D-Day, so to speak, and we're very excited to have him. General McInerney, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you very much, Daniel, for being here. I'd like to offer one little correction. I'm no longer with Fox. I was terminated because of my strong support for President Trump, which I have just gained even greater strength for.
I'm glad you clarified that. I'm going to start. I have a series of questions like a lot of people. A lot of people are spinning in their chairs. I mean, this is all so confusing. You are a good source, at least somebody we can vet these things and talk about them. The first question I'm going to ask you is it true that now maybe 25 to 30,000 troops are in and around D.C.? Is that true?
That is true. And all the media outlets have reported that.
Okay. That seems to me, you're much more of an expert than I am, that seems like a heck of a lot of troops.
Well, it's the most troops we've got deployed anywhere in the world, except for the continental United States forces that are all around. But in one location, a city, it is the largest force we have anywhere in the world. We've got, I think, 25,000 in Korea, but in the United States, that is the largest force in any city that I remember it all, historically, as a matter of fact, except back in the Civil War, of course.
We are seeing or hearing reports that, a lot of armaments are coming with this, not just troops, not just National Guard, that the whole, you almost get the feeling like somebody's about to invade us or invade Washington. How am I supposed to react to what we're seeing there?
Well, I don't think they're heavy artillery or they may have air power, of course, but they've got Air National Guard at Andrews and different things like that. But it's a very large, primarily National Guard force, although I think there are some active forces. I have not been downtown to see the units deployed. I've just seen video in lots of different news broadcasts. So, yes, it is. Is it a larger force than in the normal inauguration? Absolutely. I was at the one last year, and there was a fairly large force, and there were lots of roadblocks. And my friends are telling me there are roadblocks down there. You don't go very far with getting out your ID being checked, etc. So is it locked down more than any time in history? Probably.
The report has just come out last night, Gateway Pundit. DNI Radcliffe releases report showing China interfered with the 2020 election and CIA management pressured analysts not to report it. This just broke, looks like last night over the weekend. Gateway Pundit is reporting, among others, Epic Times also. Have you seen this story? What does it mean to you?
Well, I haven't seen the story, but I've seen the document that he did release. I read it, and what it tells me is we have a problem in the intelligence community, the IC, as we talk about it. The director Radcliffe talks about it, the DNI, director of national intelligence, and he talks about the difference and says he sides with one of the analysts that disagreed with many of the other analysts. I will tell you and your audience that China, well, first of all, the President Trump won the election with 79 million votes. Biden had 68 million. That is through a source that I've talked to you about before, but those are the actual numbers, not the numbers that led by China, that they use cyber warfare and change the numbers. And I can give you, as we go on through this discussion, examples of where the numbers were changed and where I personally watched the change on the Georgia election on the 5th of January. So without a doubt, China changed the election. Those votes are driven by China, but there were other countries involved. Russia was involved. North Korea was involved. Iran was involved. Iraq, Pakistan. There were other countries involved that were doing it, but it was primarily driven out of the coordination of China because they now have that top secret program that we had called Emerald Scorecard. So there is no doubt. And the disturbing thing, getting back on point, Daniel, because you're spot on, is we have problems in the intelligence community if they were not aware of this. We have huge problems. Now, saying that that their primary job is to watch in real time the voting booths, I don't know if they do that, but they should have seen, because we have given to the President of the United States and Mike Lindell, the pillow man, and we had done it prior to that, brought in those numbers and showed the President of the United States 3 days ago. And Mike, who is a great national patriot, took those numbers in and showed it to the President, and it shows the exact time that, say, China hacked it, the exact time, say, that Pakistan was hacking it, the ISI and Islamabad, the exact time that Iran was doing it. And it shows the computers on what state, et cetera. It's a very detailed report. Now, why hasn't that gotten publicity? Why hasn't...
General, pause for 1 second.
Yes.
Pause for 1 second. I mean, this is big. I don't want to gloss over this. Let me back up. Let me restate this. You correct me when I'm wrong. If I'm hearing correctly, you're telling me that a pillow salesman, Mike Lindell, took absolute proof of election fraud, of where the fraud took place, when it took place, from what country it took place, showed it directly to the president. Here is the evidence. And so the president did see all that. My first question is that true? Yes or no? Two, is that the first time he is seeing it that clearly?
Well, let me say yes to your first question. Mike Lindell showed him that evidence. And here's what I don't know, because then Mike saw him for about between 5 and 10 minutes, and he sent him up to talk to the lawyers. There was a delay. There's a good... video on it about Mike's visit that he gave. And he went up to see the lawyers, and the lawyers didn't say much. Whether the president, all I know is Mike said that he'd seen or he'd heard this name before. Whether it was the first time, I do not know. But I do know that Mike gave him that data and all of it. And it was provided by Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, who have been following this article, and from our source, who invented Hammer and Scorecard, and who watched this.
You're talking about Dennis Montgomery?
Dennis Montgomery. You see, it's almost 2 weeks ago now, will be, on the Georgia election. I got a call at 9:30 at night. The call, Daniel, was from someone, I don't want to say the source, that the ISI, Intelligence Service, from Islamabad, Pakistan, was in the Georgia computers on the runoffs between Kelly and David Perdue. And at 11:30, I saw that. I looked on the television, and both of them were well ahead of those two clowns that must come out of the same clown car. You couldn't get two more or less qualified people in the history of Georgia politics than those two clowns.
Unbelievable.
They were well ahead of them. By the time 12:30, and I called someone, I said, you should stop the election count. Call them and tell both those candidates to stop the election count because someone is using cyber warfare to change the numbers.
What was the response?
Did not have,
what was the response when you told, when you made those calls? What did they tell you?
Well, they said they he said, it was a he said he'd see what he could do. And he was in Georgia at the time. I can't give you his name, but you know him. In any case, he was not unable to do it. And so I'm watching Daniel in real time. And slowly I see Kelly and David Perdue's numbers being reduced by 12:30. They were behind.
I think
and
that's
cyber
a very
warfare was being implemented at that time.
I think this is a critical, critical point, and I don't want to again gloss over this to the audience. You understand this during the first during the first election with Trump, one of the major signposts. There was a video you can see it was CNN. It was Cuomo and the little analyst that was there. They showed the vote total. I think it was in Wisconsin, plain as day. On TV, it even shocked the analysts because when he did it, it shocked them. They showed Donald Trump's votes go down. Now, you hear what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? His vote total went down on live TV. The exact same thing at about the time period you're talking about here, Perdue, his vote total went down on live TV. You explain to me, ladies and gentlemen, well, there's no voter fraud, there's no... Okay, then how does somebody's vote total go down? Explain that to me. How in God's green earth does a vote total go down? Anyway, I just want to point that out and put a stamp on that. Go ahead, General.
Now, and just to supplement your comments, for instance, there were over 1,000 affidavits that... Sidney Powell and others had in their court cases. There are 60 court cases that they brought to the judge. And none of them have been accepted by the judiciary. And you know what? Like the Supreme Court, when Texas brought the case, it was supported by 18 other states on the 11th of December. They said the Supreme Court of the United States said lack of standing. Now, not one judiciary has taken this case. So none of them, they all get waved off, Daniel, for, quote, lack of standing and this kind of BS. And so there has not been an accurate audit by responsible people. Nobody looked at it.
Well, the only one that's even tried.
Legislatures haven't looked at it.
Well, the only one that's even tried to is, I have the story here, is the judge in the county in Michigan, there's that one county in Michigan where just by a dumb luck or whatever, an honest person did see, hey, there's 6,000 votes here that flip from Trump to Biden. We see it right here. Oh, that was just a glitch. And so the only time I've seen... Go ahead.
Let me give you a little color on that. That does not look at... That is one case... of the 60, but nowhere has anybody taken the six battleground states and gone through a detailed analysis.
Yes, yes. Well, in fact, to back up what you said.
That's the point I was trying to make. So people do not have a clear understanding of what is true. For instance, the president said in one of his speeches in Michigan, that he was talking about the Michigan election, at 06:31 hours on the 4th of November, that's the day after, early in the morning, 149,772 votes came in for Sleepy Joe. Now, that is a mathematical impossibility. But That's how scorecard works. They get at the very end of the count. They go in, they put their application on it, and they give they're switching votes, and they give votes to who becomes the winner, who they've selected. In this case, it was Biden, and the number came out 149,772. So I know the president has detailed numbers, and when he said that. So, but the ones that he was presented by the Pillow Man, our great friend Mike Lindell, were all the whole country, the battleground states. And all the states were impacted, but it was the battleground states that made the difference. And, is that, and they were the closest.
Is that his code name, Pillow Man, now forever? The Pillow Man?
I think so. You know?
I mean, we got to laugh at something.
We do. But he's a great American. The president respects him. So he got in for between 5 and 10 minutes 3 days ago. And I was on a radio show with him last night.
Okay.
And listened to his pitch, plus what I saw on a YouTube. He had about 27 minutes or something.
What was his attitude?
I want our listeners to understand.
What numbers they should know are
79 million for President Trump, 68 million for Sleepy Joe.
Okay, that's very important. Let me talk to, and this is hard, concrete evidence. This isn't speculation. This is the actual numbers. When you talked to,
correct,
or you were on with the Pillow Man, Mike Lindell, yesterday, what was his attitude towards the meeting with Trump? What's his overall demeanor about this?
Well, he didn't get much time. He said the president said, I knew I won, and 79 million that he had. But he had someone in with him, and he didn't get a lot of time. And I'm worried that I just don't know what to say. I mean, I could give you different opinions that I don't want to voice. He sent him up to see lawyers who kept him waiting for less than 2 hours, they said. And they didn't have much to say. And then they wouldn't let him go back to see the president. Now, that could be a good sign to me. I don't want to talk any more about it because I just don't want to talk any more about it. But the world should know. All the people need to know is we want a transparent audit of the election. And we want it principally on the 6 or 7 battleground states is not an unreasonable. The key 6 are Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And those states are the key. There were violations of their state constitutions because they had mail-in ballots. For instance, Daniel, Pennsylvania mailed out, and I just heard something about how the Pennsylvania governor saying, how could anybody criticize or want to look at what we did? You know, he's resisting, he's a Democrat, he's resisting any audit. Well, it turned out that he mailed out, as the governor, 1.8 mail-in ballots that had no chain of custody to them, just mailed them to the citizens. Some were dead, some were not even living there anymore. But better yet, he got back 2.5 million mail-in ballots. Now, Daniel, someone had a printing press somewhere, and I would let you know that printing press was in China. They deliver fast. And
all right,
there's no chain of custody.
We got about a minute. Let's cancel the break. Can you go another segment, General?
Yes.
Okay. Let's cancel the break. Do you need a break, or can we just continue right through?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Todd, cancel the break. Let's go right through on this. All right. Let me ask you. Okay. We know there's fraud. Let's step away from the fraud for a second. Let's go to present day where we are now, maybe looking forward. Is anybody left loyal to the president? Because it seems like everybody's bailing ship like a bunch of rats.
Well, he's got a lot of people that are not loyal to him, and I think they've all identified themselves. I think the vice president identified himself on the 6th when he did not take the opportunity to explain when those folks came in from those states and said, I have this following evidence, and that I think it's extremely important that we look at it. And then in 1887, they had or 1878, I can't remember the exact date, where they had the electoral
76.
Act,
yeah.
That came out. They took 10 days and they had 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 5 Supreme Court justices and analyzed it. Now, look, there's enough data out and available that they could do it in one day with over 1,000 audits. Now, they may want proof, so they may have to take 5 days, but or even 10 days, as they did historically. But to prove this data, we have the data that Dennis has, that he can tell what computer the computer number was, where it came from, whether it was Wuhan in China or Beijing, or whether it was where in Islamabad, and what computer they hacked, and the exact date time group. How more accurate can you get? No one has.
All right.
The president has that data.
Okay, let me. This is all right. The idea, the concept that we're hearing is that this has all been a plan that the military came, white hats in the military came to President Trump a few years ago and said, we have a plan that we've been orchestrating to kill the deep state. We see you as the man that can lead this and the figurehead for this. Is there any truth to that, or is that just a rumor too? Did white hats come to President Trump and say, here, run for president. We have a plan. Is that true?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I absolutely do not know, because he didn't have the experience, and look at all the people he put in. Look at Chris Wray, what he's done in the FBI. Where have you heard the FBI investigating? The only thing I've heard about the FBI investigating the voting was they were destroying all the ballots down in Georgia.
It's ridiculous.
Look at the Attorney General Barr saying, well, he knew there was corruption in the voting, but not enough to make a difference. Please, Mr. Attorney General. Now, let me give a little more background on this. But let me give the background.
Sure.
I think it's important. We are in World War III. Now, if your listeners are saying, well, what do you mean? World War I and World War II, we know where it was. But this is hybrid warfare that the Chinese are absolute masters at. And it started initially with the Russian collusion done internally by U.S. people, agents. And we could go through the names. I do not want to go through them right now. And then a year ago, you remember, we were talking about impeachment. They impeached the president a year ago in December and January. But when did COVID-19 hit? COVID-19, your listeners must understand, is not a pandemic. It's a deliberate attack by China on the world and the U.S. specifically to crush the economies, the global economies, as well as to impact the U.S. election. It is a biological warfare. Do not think it's a pandemic, like the CDC and Fauci and everybody were saying. It was deliberately leashed on us. And the Democrats used deception when they were doing that impeachment. They knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. So why did they do it? That is what we are facing. And the president, in my opinion, who, because the state legislatures have failed him in those 6 states, and they did not vote in accordance with their constitutions. They violated them, and all those mail-in ballots and that were not part of their constitution, so they shouldn't have been there. You don't need Dennis Montgomery's data by second date time group, what the computer was. We have enough evidence without that. But The legislatures failed us. Our congressional joint Congress on the 6th and the vice president chaired, failed us because they didn't go back and look at it and do an audit and take time and look at what I'm saying. Why don't you hear anybody talking about this, Daniel? I only got involved on the 1st of November. And look at what the mainstream media. Has anybody given a report on the fraudulent activity? No.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is, you know, there's gossip, there's rumors, there's innuendos, there's all over the board. I mean, whatever you want to find about the next 2 days, you can find on the internet and to support your position. Here's the problem I have with any of it. There is this idea that Trump has a plan that the 25,000, 30,000 troops are there to really protect Trump, and that there's going to be arrests, and this is all going to turn around. Okay, there's that idea, and a big part of America still holds out hope or even flat out believes that. Here's the problem I have, and you've kind of touched on it. I want to get a further comment. If that's true, you know, we know the judicial system failed them. We know that the courts and the legislature and the Congress, we know they all failed them, and they were all different. We know that. For this plan to work, all he needed was one person. And that one person was a vice president that had the cojones to just say, you know what, there's a lot of evidence here. We need to look at this. There's competing electors. I'm going to push this back to the states. We need to investigate this for the next 5-10 days. That is all he needed, is one person to do that. And it's a person that he chose, and he didn't have it. So I'm like, what? I'm very skeptical. Your comment on any of that?
Well, the president took an oath of office like I did to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, the founding fathers, our listeners must understand, had never heard of cyber warfare and what happened, and that they put in checks and balances. But those checks and balances that they put in failed us. Those people failed us. And and then the attack on the Capitol that afternoon was really led by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Yes, there were MAGA people there, but the real activity and rioting was driven by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Now, why didn't the speaker have a larger force up there knowing that they were going to march up there?
Great question.
Why did the chief of security resign? Because he asked for it, and they did not get it. They did not get beefed up. We see the films of three guys, three cops, security policemen, at an entry control point. They have them all around there. And three people, and they know how many people are coming. Some of them pull the door open, pull the gate that they have, because the outer boundary in these type things, when you have these crowds, you've got to put all your force out at the outer boundaries so they can't penetrate. And then you have the inner boundaries. Look, we have pictures of Antifa. Who is this guy Murphy that's been arrested? There's a Black Lives Matter chap. I think his name's Murphy. And all these things. So they deliberately kind of used it like the Reichstag did, like Hitler used the Reichstag fire in Germany in 1933. They deliberately used this, and that's how they got the second impeachment. Now, again, I read today that a computer, a laptop, was taken from Nancy Pelosi's office, and someone said a woman took it and she was going to sell it to the Soviet Union. You don't know what is true and what is not, except I saw pictures that Ann Vandersteel had taken. She was there, and she had pictures of people coming out with laptops underneath. And the chap went by, and you can hear it on her video, is, "I'm not Antifa today." Now, they were special operation forces, I believe, and they got a lot of information. Whether it was Nancy's laptop, I do not know. It came out of her office, and her office said they lost the laptop.
All right, let me ask you. Let me pause you there. This is a very important point, too, I think. You comment on any way you want. I'm not trying to put you in a corner or anything. Well, just, you know, these are questions people have. The Steve Pachenik interview with Alex Jones that was last week or whenever it was has been going around viral. Steve Pachenik, former CIA, current CIA, I don't know, definitely has been an operator on certain levels. I mean, that seems like we can confirm. He had an interview with Alex Jones. Alex Jones, before he came on, he didn't mention your name, I think, but he mentioned it when you reported about...
No, he did mention my name.
Okay, so he did mention about you and the report about the laptop stolen, and he says that this is nonsense. Steve Pachenik gets on. I'm sure he wasn't listening to Alex, but when the first thing he says is Nancy Pelosi's laptop was stolen and totally refuted what Alex said and confirmed what you said. He also went on to say that, there's about to be arrests, that the Italian government is about to resign and fall in different places all over the world. Some of those things have come true. He says Biden will never see the White House, and he was very adamant, very sure, very cocksure, extremely, and even wanted to make a bet with Alex. Your comment on any of that, what do you make of any of it, including what was said about you?
Well, you know, all I repeated was what I saw on Ann's video of the chaps coming out, and I heard them say, "We are not Antifa today," which tells me that our special operations forces have gotten embedded in the Antifa and perhaps the Black Lives Matter. Now, let's go back. There is, on the September 12, 2018, the president had an executive order that he put out that said if there was any foreign interference during an election, that he was authorized to declare a national emergency. And Steve Pachenik said, "We are in a national emergency." I have heard that. We know there was foreign involvement. And the DNI's report says that he thinks that he says it is foreign involvement, despite some of my analysts saying, disagreeing with me. I agree with the analysts that said that there was. Now, that means, as the report is what he says, not what some of his analysts say. And he said that there was foreign involvement, Chinese foreign involvement.
Okay, so then Trump has authorization to, I mean, he has broad powers then, if that's true, or the opportunity
that's
to do
correct.
Something.
He has broad powers with a national emergency. And that's why I believe there are 25 to 30,000 troops in Washington, which the mayor and which Nancy Pelosi have requested. Now, what I'm saying is if 2 years ago the president put out this executive order, he must have some understanding. And he's gone through the procedures that the founding fathers laid out. But the founding fathers, again, as I said, we're not familiar with cyber warfare, and no one in the media is talking about it. That's why what you're talking about, what we're talking about, Daniel, is so critical on your show. We are talking about the future elections. I knew that Georgia was fail because when I first found out about it, 1st of November, because Mary Fanning told me about it, and I'd reported on this with Admiral Ace Lyons back in March of 2017 on Dave Janda's show, Operation Freedom. And so I knew what it could do. And the next day, the 2nd, I appeared on Steve Bannon's show, and Sidney Powell was the co-host with Steve. And I said what was going to happen. If they use this top-secret program called Hammer and Scorecard, then they were going to use cyber warfare. Turns out it was the most massive cyber attack in history. The founding fathers did not build the specific tools, but they would have worked if the legislatures would have gone back to their and said what their constitutions say in those 6 battleground states, that there could be no mail-in ballots. the Chinese, as I say, deliberately had a biological attack on us that has kept us down for over a year. And it was deliberate. And it should be, it is an act of war. And we must treat them as such. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to go to war with them in the old classic matter, but we've got, President Trump was putting them out of business. President Trump, they all want to get rid of President Trump. The American people see that's why he got 79 million votes and Sleepy Joe got only 68. And he never had a press conference for an hour. He never got any freewheeling questions on him by the press. He never got out. He had one rally that he got out of his basement. He had 14 cars, and they were blowing their horns. Is that the model for democracy, for winning presidential elections? I don't think so. It doesn't pass the sniff test. Let's wake up, America. We are going to swear in on 2 days from now at the 12 o'clock hour. He is going to be sworn in as the President of the United States, and it is an unconstitutional swearing in. And we had people that didn't do their job and acknowledge the checks and balances that the Founding Fathers put in, and so they violated the Constitution. He has one tool left, and that is his oath of office, to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Wow.
That's his last hold.
That's a pretty big statement. I got a couple thoughts. First, I didn't get a comment specifically about the Steve Pachenik. Steve Pachenik predicts that this is about to be overturned and everything's going to turn on its head. Trump is going to do that. Your thoughts about his prediction?
I don't know what he's going to do, but this I will say. If he does what he should in accordance with his constitutional oath to the American people, he will be the greatest president in our history, ahead of both Washington and Lincoln, because he will save us from being a communist society. Already you see what the big tech companies with the censorship. It is clearly evident what they're going to do. I will not be able to talk on the radio like I'm talking now, and you won't be able to have a radio show like this. So everybody ought to understand we expect him to do his constitutional job, and whatever it takes to get that audit, and that's all he needs is an audit like what I'm talking about, and looking at the data that's out there, those 1,000 affidavits, the Hammer scorecard data with the specificity he's got. All that is what the president needs the American people to see in an open and transparent manner. It's that simple, Daniel.
What percentage, you know, is it 1 to 10? What number would you give that he will do that? 10 being he definitely will, and he'll stop this.
Well, I'm going to give him a 10 because he said to us, I will not surrender. And he said all of those things to us, and I do not believe that he is going to walk away and give this country to communist China when you have so many Republican and Democratic people that are bought and owned by them. And I'm not going to go through the names, but that's a separate show. But
yeah,
I believe
that's
that
a week. That'll take a week. All right, let me ask you
this.
That'll
take a week.
Let me ask you this. I'm looking at this, and I'm an author. I've written a book about America. You've commented on this. I want to make a comment and then get your reaction. I think this is the most danger that America's been in since, I think this is a bigger danger than the Civil War. I think this is the biggest danger to our republic since, the British invaded Boston Harbor. That's what I would say. I would say that's the parallel here that we are looking at. And this moment, if Joe Biden is allowed to be inaugurated and to take power and to take back power of the Federal Reserve, of the NSA, and all the apparatus of the American, the whole system, if he is allowed to do this and implement, you know, day one, he's going to give amnesty. Day one, he's going to open borders. Day one, he's going to reverse these things. If he is allowed to do this, this is the moment. You know, it may not happen for 5 or 10 years. This is the moment that America ceases to be a republic. This is where we will look back. America has ended on that day. That is what I believe. Your comment to that?
You are spot on. It is worse than when the British attacked. It is the worst situation we have ever been faced with because it is coming from within and without, foreign wow. and domestic enemies. And the president must make that decision. He has the data. And if he doesn't, then, and by the way, the people that are doing this, the domestic, they are committing high treason, and they must be tried for such. Now, if the president lets this go by with the data he has, then I believe he is committing high treason. Now, that's harsh on him, but he has no choice. And the military must understand just what you said. This is the most dangerous situation we have never had in our history. And General Milley, who is Mark Milley, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the service chiefs, must understand that. They cannot be oblivious and say, well, that's civilian rule. If they have not done their due diligence, if I've been able to come up with this since 1 November, what have they been doing? Look, this is, as you said so well, Daniel, this is the most dangerous time in our whole history. And I know the American people are going to wonder why, but they've been locked down. Lockdowns are they're trying to destroy our middle class. And all these restaurants and got everybody terrified. The Chinese did it deliberately. It was an attack. It is not a pandemic. So all this combined and bundled is what we are facing as Americans today. Wake up, America. Stand up. Support President Trump in the coming days on what he's done. Because the minute Biden says I do after taking that oath, he has committed high treason because he knows he didn't win it legally. He knows how he won it.
If you were President Trump, what would you do right now? What would you be doing right now?
Well, I would have declared martial law and locked them all up right away. And I'd go to the American people and say, here's my evidence, like I've been giving to your listeners. But he has more detailed evidence. And I'd have a group do an audit. We'd have an audit. And I wouldn't have those clowns in the intelligence community that don't think that China didn't influence this. They're absolute idiots, and they're guilty of treason. I would hold them accountable. But I would show and make it so transparent to the American people all these facts and the data I've seen from Hammer and Scorecard and what it is. And I know what President Trump got. It is so clear. But there's so many other cases that I talked about. You know, of what happened in Michigan, what happened in Pennsylvania, what the guy driving from New York City, I think he had 288,000 ballots, he's reported. That's in all these over 1,000 affidavits that Sidney Powell has compiled, and it's so important to us. And we have so many traitors inside the United States, inside the government, and advising the president. Now, he has certainly smoked them all out, not all of them, but I think he's got most of them. Maybe he'll wait. I would declare martial law right now and form military tribunals, and I'd clean out the Supreme Court and those people that had betrayed us, didn't, particularly the Chief Justice and all those people in Congress who have taken, well, first of all, Nancy Pelosi doing a snap, two-hour decision for impeachment. She's going to be at the top of the list. They have her laptop, I think.
Yeah, no, he was not able to defend himself. He didn't let him. She didn't let him defend himself. I mean, that's treason. She said that the nuclear codes, the people responsible, should not let the president have nuclear codes. This is treason. My God, let's call a spade. My God, ladies and gentlemen. Couple more important questions. Okay, we're hearing rumors that there's 25, 50, 75,000 Chinese troops on our Mexican borders in Canada. We know about Trudeau in Canada, or at least we've heard some direct evidence about that. Your thoughts about that? Any truth to that rumor?
Well, we know they're up in training in Canada. I know Trudeau did that. I don't think they're enough for a land invasion. The fact is it's too far. Their lines of communication, et cetera. If they tried it, I believe the Canadian people would rise up and support us, and Mexico the same. So, but that is confusing it. That's trying to confuse us all.
Right.
They have done their damage through cyber warfare and through biological warfare. That's what they did. It was, again, a biological attack, America. And we've got to break this off. And part of that martial law, I would say, go back to our normal life, even if the vaccine hasn't been distributed to everybody. They have killed 395,000 Americans through this biological attack. That's how many Americans have died. And so we cannot accept it. But it's a lot less than in 1917, when I believe we lost 2 million people with the flu. And that's what we're faced with. And so it should be startling. And all those Americans that were killing their business throughout, we've got to let these small business owners, these restaurant owners, et cetera, barbershop, you name it, we've got to get back to normalcy. School teachers are committing treason, in my opinion, by not going back and teaching the kids and doing that. I would fire or lock up the lady who's running the education system.
The union. Yeah.
We've got too many traitors in America today. We've got to clean it out and get back to normalcy.
All right, got to get this question in. We only got about 3-4 minutes. Okay, this is, again, another comment. I want to get your reaction. I've discussed this with many people. I've been on the phone all weekend. I've been, you know, just like you, you know, and looking at research. I've looked at so much, I have no idea what's about to happen in the next 2. I don't know. You know, I lean a certain way. I'm not really going to say, but I do not know for certain. One thing that you made a comment to me, and I don't know if you want to talk about it on air, that has stuck with me, and it's the concept and the idea of there are so many white hats within the government that have supported Trump that have worked to eradicate the deep state. That if Trump does not win, it's not just, oh, well, I've lost my job. No, their lives, their careers, including yourselves. And you told me something that I've never heard somebody say that kind of cemented that idea and that concept. Do you want to say that at all? You know, what kind of danger have you put yourself in by jumping out on a limb here?
Well, what I say is, I didn't want you to know. And I'm glad you don't know, and I'm glad I do not know. But the fact is that means, which is difficult to do, they've been able to hold it down if they, in fact, do what we are responsible to do. What the military leaders are supposed to do in this kind of crisis, and they've got to educate themselves like I have. They've got to know what the votes were and how they were fraudulently changed. That's important for them to know that. And I'm glad you don't know, and I'm glad I don't know. But what I do know is this is what has happened to us. We have an unconstitutional election that people who were founding fathers gave them the checkpoints to stop and clear it out. They did not do their job, and we're blaming it on a pandemic. A pandemic is really a biological attack. So we must do things different today, America, and we must support our president. And if you're a Democrat and you don't think you should support your president, then you are in that side that is supporting China and other foreigners. And if you don't want to know and get a transparent answer, then you're not in America. This is the cut fish and cut bait time, Daniel. Americans must stand up. Every one of us. This is like going ashore at Normandy in June 6, 1944. This is tough stuff, and we have to stand up and do it. And God bless America, and God bless the American people. You have been given a challenge, and we're not going to let it go by.
I'm going to, again, make another comment, quick question. One of the most unique things about the American Revolution is that it was a revolution of people who had something to lose. Most revolutions are with people who have nothing to lose. The American Revolution was a revolution of people very wealthy. They had everything to lose. Donald Trump has a lot to lose. He's a billionaire. He has many connections. He's getting pressure from banks. Yada, yada, yada. The whole nine yards. When push comes to shove, I think he has the Trump card, which is the military and the American people. Does he have the fortitude to put aside everything he has to lose and basically jump off a cliff and put all his trust in those American people? And then does he have the cojones to step out and to really do it here? Do you think he has that bravery?
I do. I think that Donald Trump will rise up, but I don't know. I just think he will. And it's wow. that important because it's for all of us, Daniel, for me, wow. you, and every one of us. If you believe in freedom, you believe what we have had in this great nation, and it came
Stay there, General. You're listening to the power.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.